The 2026 Cork Summer Show will take place the weekend after next. It's always a popular event and many people will travel from Kerry to it. If you're interested in taking part in any of the competitions, just note tomorrow is the closing date to sign up, so you need to get your skates on if you haven't registered already. To talk to me about all the events at this year's show, I'm joined on the line by Anne O'Mahony and by Katrine O'Mahony from the organising committee. Neither are related, but they're both involved. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having us. We're delighted to be chatting to you.
So, Anne, the Cork Summer Show, it's Munster's largest and longest running agricultural show that's coming up on the 20th and 21st of June. Can you talk to me, I suppose, about the whole competition side of things? Because people really like that, don't they?
They do. There's over 800 competitions. And last year we had a bumper entry list. We had over 2,500 entries. So we're hoping to keep going at that rate, hoping that there's something for everyone in the audience, whether it's arts and crafts, whether it is flowers or vegetables, or whether it is cattle, sheep, horses, ponies, goats, poultry, you name it, we've something for everybody. Or the fun dog show if you want to bring your beloved pet along for the day.
You have huge numbers at the show every year, don't you?
We do. We do about 40,000 over
wow.
the 2 days.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, so there is some, you know, it's also got a festival vibe to it, you know what I mean? And you have the animals, which will appeal to the agricultural side, and then you have the festival and the food side, which will appeal to families and fun. And then a lot of the urban population would now not see animals at any time during the year. So it's a good time to see the animals being displayed, being washed and groomed, being shown and walking, the different varieties of animals, the different breeds. Mm-hmm. The different colours, shapes, size, makes, you name it, there's such a variety. And then we try and incorporate in then different things. On the Sunday, for example, we have the sheep shearing competition, or not a demonstration, shall I say, and also the working sheepdog demonstration, which are all working hand in hand with agriculture on a daily basis. We also, with the horses and the ponies, we have a dressage demonstration this year at 12 o'clock on the Sunday, which we're quite pleased about getting.
Yeah.
So that'll be something, you know, these competitions go on all around the country. People may not be aware, but it's good to have them and it's good to show the general public how it should be done on the day and then how they can aspire to, if they want to take up this as a hobby, and how they can aspire to doing it.
In terms of the different classes and the competitions, tomorrow is your closing date to apply, but there still is time. If you're interested, you can still get in there.
Absolutely. So the competitions are open and they can go onto the website, register their account by using their email address and a password, and then enter whatever competitions, or have a look at the competitions first, the full range of competitions, and then enter them as they're going. So there is something for everybody. The closing date is the 12th, Friday the 12th of June. We
yeah.
don't accept entries after the closing date because there's so many entries that we just need to get them onto the catalogue and off to the printers.
And would you find, Anne, that there'd be many from Kerry entering that competition?
Oh, we would. We'd have a range of people from Kerry across the disciplines, between sheep, cattle, horses. We would go to have a few in the floral and horticulture. We'd have some in the arts and crafts. We'd have some in the sheep and the goats. So there is, and there'd be a good few from Kerry coming up to the show, the pony games and the pony
yeah.
the pony showing classes, etc. So there's something for everybody. If you're coming following, you're not actually showing, they can always get the park and ride, not necessarily to park on the field, because that can always be a challenge with traffic getting into the field on the day.
Yeah. I might talk to Katrina for a second about, I suppose, the events that are aimed at families over the 2 days. Katrina, have you a lot on for the festival?
Absolutely. There's enough to allow you to come for the 2 days and still probably not get around to this whole site.
Wow.
Like, from a trade stand perspective, we have over 300 trade stands. Inclusive in that, you have the local enterprise board, who have a select of 50 trade stands that they personally select and bring. Then you have a food zone area that has, I think, close to 30 to 40 different foods from all walks of life that are inside there. You have the main stage. The main stage has a great variety of stuff on both days. On the Saturday, you have the Bog Jazz, which is exploring the Sliabh Lucra music through the medium of guitar and drums. At 12 o'clock on this, 1 o'clock, sorry, on the Saturday, you have a Taylor Swift tribute band.
Very good.
for any Taylor Swift fans out there. And on the Sunday, you have, there's a whole other schedule of people on the Sunday up to Sunday afternoon and there as well, which is great. And there's a huge variety. Well, you've Miles Gaffney on the Sunday, which is a songwriter, Cork songwriter, and who's been Grammy nominated, that is joining us on the Sunday afternoon. So there's a huge variety on both days, from the main stage music, which is when you get your entry ticket, all this is included on it. This year we also have the AgriAware demonstrators, traders that are coming. They're building a farm on site with us over an acre and a half of land. And in that farm, they're going to be milking cows in the morning, shearing sheep throughout the day, and also having panel discussions in the farm and also in the AgriAware Food for Thought marquee. This is going to be, it's something new. Mm-hmm. It's very different. Their objective is to educate, provide education to both urban and rural. They're going to have slurry tank awareness talks. They'll have from solar panels to the animals as well. So they have a huge different variety of stuff. You have the kids zone, the amusements going on. You also have this year something new again is we have the war reenactment games. They're going to have a war camp and also reenacting different war time zones.
Wow.
Are going to be,
that
yeah.
sounds very interesting.
So they're going to be full dress attire, reenacting different time zones. So they're going to be there. You Field of Dreams are there, the Farriers, the Mountain Games. And I mentioned there earlier the dress dressage. We're extremely lucky with the people that are doing the dress dressage with us. We're very excited about that because it's something new. It's going to be centrepiece on Sunday and it should attract a big crowd on its own, which is going to be beautiful to watch and to see their skills. And I suppose back to Anne's point to bring it together is from the cattle, the sheep, the goats, the AgriAware, the food stands, it's beautiful to see all these skills showcased at such a high level.
Yeah.
And that is the platform the Cork Summer Show allows them to be at.
Very good. It sounds amazing. Tell me about the tickets. Do people buy them online or can you buy them at the gate? And how much do they cost?
Yeah, so tickets are available online. They have been on early bird since November. They are available still online for anybody to get. They will, of course, be taking cash or card on the day for anybody who wants to come on the day to get tickets. And we will, there is a selected few that will have discount codes. So I would say search for your discount codes and follow those traders that have the discount codes to get a little bit reduced off your ticket, which we all like a little discount every so often.
Yeah, very much so, especially with the cost of living at the minute.
Absolutely. So we're aware of that and we're trying to make it cost friendly for families. One big drive we are very conscious of and we're really trying to help this year is the traffic management. So from the traffic, we have an extra park and ride facility this year, which we're really happy about here in the office. So for all your Kerry listeners, mm-hmm. best advice is, because my parents last year came up from Kerry, so and they used it, park in Ballincollig. Come into Ballincollig, park your car, leave it there in the Ballincollig Shopping Centre, hop on the bus, and I promise you, you will be into the field within 10 to 12 minutes, opposed to joining the traffic queue and being stuck there.
Yeah.
Come in. And it's sit back and enjoy the day. We also have Corraheen Greyhound Track. You might get a little bit stuck getting in there, but again, there is a shuttle bus and the bus is avoiding all the general parking, get you in and out. Then you have the Black Ash if you're coming from the other side of the link. Parking at the Black Ash Park and Ride, straight into the showgrounds. Buses are being given priority. They're not joining the general parking queues this year,
brilliant.
Which is brilliant. And the general traffic queues. And then the new one this year is La Cala Building and MTU. So anybody within that vicinity or can get in there faster, join the bus from there. And we've a fabulous provider that's bringing all the buses in and they'll be coming in a special entrance, private entrance, get people in and out quickly is really the quickest way to get in and out of the show.
Very good. I'm going to have to wrap it up there, but it does sound like a fantastic weekend. There just is so much on. It's the 20th and 21st of June, the Cork Summer Showgrounds. It promises to be a great weekend. Thank you both very much for talking to us on the programme.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.